Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Couldn't even
say a word, amen, I would just wave my hand, amen, and just make melody in my heart, amen, when I think about what God has done, what he is doing, and what I'm expecting him to do. I believe, amen, that song really ministered to me this morning, this afternoon, rather. And I thank God for each and every one of you all that have tuned in today. Truly, I give God glory and I give him praise. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. And I don't care what you're going through, just know that this too shall pass. Amen. Every day is not, the sun won't shine every day. We're going to have some rainy days. We're going to have some cloudy days. There's going to be some storms in our lives. And that's when we have to know that our anchor, hallelujah, our anchor is in Christ Jesus. Ah, there's a song say, make sure your anchor holds and grip the solid. The solid rock, that rock is Jesus. I thank God for Jesus today. I thank him for the beautiful weekend that we had. Even thank him on yesterday how the women of God came on this early Sunday morning prayer. And I tell you, if ever I needed a lift, it was yesterday. And God just did that. God knows how to come in and bless you. He knows what your needs are. Some things we think we need. Amen. And God will say, the Holy Ghost will say, no, 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 no. You don't need that. This is what you really need. Amen. So I thank God for that. I thank God for the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous. They avail it much. Amen. And I just thank God for that. We were going to just kick up early Sunday morning a prayer in November. But one of the pastors called and said, no, just go on and get it going. Just keep it going. And it's important, I know, just being in ministry and just dealing with life situations. Amen. When you start something and people see it, you know, and they become familiar with it, and when it's not no longer there, then what happened? What happened? So I've learned that consistency is important, especially in ministry. Amen. If you say your door is going to open at 10, you should have somebody there if you're not in place to open up. And I thank God because just being on this blog talk for almost 3 years in December have taught me some discipline because whether you're ready or not, you know, when this show starts, amen, it's going to go right on. And if you're late or whatever, you still let people know that, hey, the show haven't started yet. They'll tell you sometimes how many minutes you have to wait and what have you. So that's technology, amen. So what about God? What about God? Don't you know God is waiting on us? He's waiting for praises. He's waiting for us to honor him. He's waiting for us to celebrate him. Amen. So I thank God for that. I thank God on yesterday that really lifted up my spirit. And, you know, just as my cousin, Minister Aaron Singleton, said on the line yesterday that God was going to change the message. And I tell you, God did just that. Hallelujah. I was prepared and had everything ready, set for what I thought God wanted me to share with the people. But as I began to dress and get in my ministering outfit, the Lord just changed it right there in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. He said, no, 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 that's not what I want to say today. This is what's needed. Amen. And immediately I had to go right to the scripture that God had put in my spirit and the story behind it. God did it. And I say, my God, because when Aaron said that, I didn't give it too much thought because, hey, I was already prepared. But you know, God will alter what you got in your mind at the last, in that last hour, really in that last minute. God had altered that plan. Amen. And it was a benefit. It was a blessing to the people. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost. You know, the Bible says it is a discerner and it will lead and guide you. if we just allow ourselves to listen to that still voice, to listen to that discerning spirit that will never lead us astray. Amen. So I thank God for that. I thank God for this past week and this all what God is doing. We're continuing with this series, The Heart of a Servant. The Heart of a Servant. And as God impressed upon me this topic, I'm finding as I continue in this thing and in the midst of life struggles and everything that you have to encounter and deal with on a daily basis, I'm finding that people are not sincere in serving. And I find that to be a true, especially when we deal with some of our leaders. You know, we once God elevate us and take us to another dimension, we forget that we are servants. We are servants. Jesus said, I came to, amen. He said, I humbled myself. I took on the form of a servant. And I humbled myself even until the death of the cross. So if Jesus did it, and then he admonishes us that the greatest in the kingdom is the servant. And if we could just keep a servant's heart, and no matter how God blesses you in the natural realm, because these houses and this land and these tangible things, these are all going to pass away. Only what we do for Christ is going to be counted. Only what we do for him is going to last. That's it. You don't see anybody buried in their Mercedes and their Lamborghini and all these other fine cars. You don't see none of those cars filing the hearse. If they are, they got a living person, Sister T, in their driving. Ah, none of them is going into that mausoleum. None of them is going down in the earth. None of them is going to be buried. So only what we do for Christ is going to last. So, look, people of God, I admonish us today to set our affections on things above. And I tell you, you'll see God move. You will see God move. Hallelujah. So I'm excited about what God is doing. I thank God for the woman of God. I thank God for Prophetess Darlene. We hadn't heard her in a few weeks. Nevertheless, she's always in our prayers. Amen. And I always tell everybody on the broadcast when we don't see somebody or if we don't hear them on the line, pray for them. We don't know what people are going through. Sometimes you got to go on sabbatical. Sometimes you got to go on a retreat and just shut out everything and everybody. You know, and everybody don't have that luxury. Everybody not able to do that. Amen. But when you're able to, you need some quiet time. You need to gather your thoughts. You need to commune with God. Amen. So we bless God for Prophetess Darlene. We're going to open up her line and let her have a word in case you have to sign off early or what have you. And then we're going to get right on into the message. We have a wonderful speaker today, a woman of God that I have come to love down through the years. I respect her and I honor her and I celebrate her for the gift that she has, that God has given her to just be out there hands-on with the people, going where the people are. So we're going to hear from her in a minute, but I'm going to open up the line for Prophetess Darlene. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene. And
God
I want
you.
Her.
Good afternoon.
Amen. I want you too, Prophetess Darlene, to pray. I have not heard, we haven't heard from Minister Democrat. And he's been in my spirit, and it's not like him. He told me what he was going to do. And they have not heard from him in almost a month now. So he's in my spirit. So we praise God for Prophetess Darlene. Go ahead, Prophetess Darlene. We want to just hear from you. We miss your voice. I know that.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. It's good to be missed. I miss y'all. I love y'all. But this time I was celebrating. My birthday was here, and my cousin came from Philadelphia,
wow.
And we celebrated my birthday. And I just had a lovely time with her, and it was a blessing.
Oh, happy birthday.
But I did come on last Wednesday, but I just left off. I didn't get a chance to say any words. But I want to say I thank God for this ministry. This ministry goes where I go, because even though when I'm out on, I feel y'all's spirit, I pray for y'all, and I thank God for the love that you have for the people. Thank God for you having a servitude spirit. Thank God for the topics God gives you, because truly he's giving you them topics. And when Minister said yesterday, first of all, I congratulate him, celebrate him, Minister Aaron, for getting his license on yesterday. When he said the topic was going to be changed, I was laughing. It was in, because God do those kind of things, and I knew that you were already prepared without even being prepared, because the Holy Ghost is in you. So I want to say to you, I thank God for you. This too shall pass, what you're going through. Greater days are ahead. God is going to send you the help you need. And you may feel lonely, but we're with you in spirit when you go out and speak. But God is going to send you an army. He's raising up an army even now. So I just want to tell you, woman of God, thank God for you. Continue to go forth in God. And I tell you, so much that God has for you, you haven't seen nothing yet. Your well may be running a little dry now, but it's going to overflow. Hallelujah. It's going to overflow. So I just wanted to encourage you today. Continue to wait on God and be of good courage while you wait, and just watch the things. And I just see the growth of the people that you have ministered to. I see the fruit. You know, people say they're pastors, they're bishops, they're this, they're that, but where's the fruit? Hallelujah. So I see your fruit. I see your fruit. Even in me, I see your fruit. So continue to root up and let God continue to let fruit come all around you and grow and grow and grow. And we're just growing. So I just want to say to you, when you get a little discouraged or a little on air, we all get that way. When you get like that, look back. And just think about your fruits. Hallelujah. It came up. The things that have sprouted up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good ground. Hallelujah. So I thank God for this good ground. I thank God for the fruit that you have raised up and the things that you're doing. Hallelujah. When people may say, she a pastor. You've been a pastor for a while in the spiritual realm. You've been nourishing people for a long time. You've been encouraging people for a long time. You are aware with fivefold ministry. So I just want to say I thank God for you. Thank God for this ministry. Thank God for Sister Ruby. Thank God for each and everyone that comes on. Just continue to be encouraged and tell that devil he is a liar. You got the victory. Hallelujah. Over the situation, over the circumstances. Because you're ahead and not the cell, above and not beneath. Hallelujah. And you're blessed going out and blessed coming in. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. We better.
So I just want to say it's raining. It may not look like it's raining, but it's raining. Hallelujah. Raining. Yes. Hallelujah. Just like in the natural, when the weatherman says it's going to rain, people prepare to take their umbrella, they get ready, and they look and say, no, it don't look like it's going to rain. But then eventually, sometime that day, it rains. Hallelujah. In the spirit, it don't look like it's raining, but it's raining. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And be encouraged. And watch what God is going to do for you and your family. My prayers even for your mother and your family. Watch what he's going to do. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Well, we want you to open up with a word of prayer, and I certainly want you to pray for Minister Democrat, and then we're going to bring Evangelist Tier on the line.
Thank you, Jesus.
She's our speaker for today. Stay tuned. This week we have Bishop Jesse Grant going to be on Thursday, and then Pastor R.C. Blake here out of New Orleans are going to be on with us Friday, I tell you. So stay tuned. We're still talking about the heart of a servant. So God bless you, Bishop. We want you to open up with a word of prayer, and then we're going to go right on and let Sister T give us what the Lord has given her. Amen.
Hallelujah. We praise
your
God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, God. Hallelujah. We exalt you, God.
Hallelujah.
We come, God, lifting you up, God, because you're worthy. We thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We had a thousand tongues. We couldn't thank you enough, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for another day that you have kept us in our minds, David. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you,
hallelujah,
God, for your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you for your peace and power, God. We thank thank you for your deliverance, God. We thank you for your joy, God. Hallelujah. 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 We're coming to give you praise this afternoon. Because we're nothing without you. We can do nothing without you. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to keep us, God. We thank you right now, God, for your blessings, God. We thank you right now for your healing, God. We thank you for your joy, God. We thank you for your everlasting love, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you this afternoon. God. Hallelujah. 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 You exalt you, God. Oh, God, we come this afternoon just to say thank you. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for our families. Thank you for being a way maker. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we bless your holy name, God. Oh, God, I come to you right now, God. Oh, God, wash me, purge me, God. Let nothing stand in the way of this prayer being answered, God. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. When we call on your name, something about your name, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. When we call on that name, demons have to flee at the sight of that name. When we call on that name, every tongue has to confess. When we call on that name, every knee has to bow. Jesus, it's something about your name, hallelujah, Jesus. So we're calling on your name, Jesus, this afternoon. We're calling on you to move, God. Oh, God, we ask that you have your way. As you see fit, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, take over this line, God, in the name of Jesus. Take over this broadcast, God. Saturate even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let hearts and minds and spirits be changed, God, in the name of Jesus. Save, God, will you love me? Save, God. Draw them in, God, in the name of Jesus. They can't come unless you draw. Draw, God, in the name of Jesus. Save, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch your handmaiden, God. Pastor Bernard, God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. Stir her up even the more, God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage her heart even the more, God. Breathe on her even now, God. Breathe on a new strength, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I ask that you continue to keep her, God. Oh, God, you said two or more touching and agreeing. Well, it's you and two on this line. We come in agreement in the name of Jesus. No other name we know. We call him in your name, Jesus. Continue to touch this woman of God. Continue to move, God, your might, move, God, your power in her life, God. In the name of Jesus. Continue to give her great, great revelation, God. God, she got them words. More wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding, God, give her in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you continue to cover her in your blood, God. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you because no weapon formed against our blood can prosper. In the name of Jesus. We thank you because you're calling every wag and tongue that has talked against us. In the name of Jesus. We come against every demonic force that tries to come up against this ministry and this woman of God. We come against it with the blood of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. We praise you right now. And we praise you right now, God, for being done, God. In the name of Jesus, you continue to get the glory from this woman of God. You continue getting the glory off this line, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the speaker that's speaking all the day, God. Continue to keep her, God. Oh, God, continue to keep her pressing on to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, God, stir up even now, God. Give a word from the above, God. Bless your man of God in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We need a word from you today, God. A word from you. But a word from you, God. Give us a word, God. And let us be obedient to the word, God. Let us be attentive to the word, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the words that's been given on this line. Oh, God, from your men and women. Strengthen each and every one of them, God. That has came on during the years, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen their families, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, God. Oh, God, pass it, Lord, God. Touch, move in a life, God. Touch your family, God. We ask that you remember Sister Danelle, God. Oh, God, her sister, God. Oh, God, we ask you for a release, God. We know that you heard our cry and you're going to answer our supplication. Oh, God, we ask you, God, that you turn things around for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And when she come out, God, we know she's not just coming out, but she's coming out and coming up. Oh, God, use her for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus, even more. We thank you, God. We ask that you look down upon Minister Democrat, God. We don't know what's going on, God, but only you know, God. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to cover and protect and shield, God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on him, God. Oh, God, is he going through anything in the negative? God, you strengthen him. You speak to him, God, in the name of Jesus. You lift him up, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for him, God. Oh, God, we ask you to text, God. Oh, no, no, yeah, move in his life even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to order his footsteps in you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you for being done. Remember Sister Ruby, God. Oh, God, you see, you know all, God. Oh, God, touch her right now, God. Move in her right now, God. Break down what needs to be broken down. Build up what needs to be built up in her, God. Provide for her, God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll be so careful to give you the praise. And we give you all the honor, God. Touch each and every one that's on today and each and every one that's going to go in the archives. And we thank you, we praise you, God. Look down upon the sick and the shut in today, God. Go in the highways and the byways, God. Somebody needs you today, God. Somebody needs to hear from you today, God. Somebody's sick, God. We ask them for your healing touch, God. If there's anyone sick on this line, God, we ask that you heal. And we thank you. We give you all the praise. And we give you all the honor. I speak increase in this woman of God, Pastor Bernard's life. Increase in the name of Jesus. We bind every hindering spirit, every defiled demon that's trying to hold her finance in the name of Jesus. Our God, let her continue to, as you decrease in her life, let her continue to increase. Lord, we ask that you increase in her finance, God, in the name of Jesus. Fill up her cup, God. Let it overflow in the spirit and financially, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We praise you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray this prayer. We pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, Father, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you all hear me?
Hallelujah.
Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Amen, amen, amen. The phone cut off for a minute, but nevertheless, we're back on. Were you finished, our Prophetess Darlene?
Yes, yes. Thank you. God bless
amen.
You all.
Amen, amen. Well, we're just so thankful for that prayer. That was anointed. Amen. Y'all continue to keep Minister Democrat in your prayer, amen, and even those that we haven't heard on the line, keep them in your prayer, amen. We're just so excited for to have Sister T to minister for us today, I tell you, amen. She's been a blessing in my life. She's been an encouragement. She's been faithful to this ministry and this radio broadcast, amen, and I tell you, she has a sweet spirit. Whatever you ask Sister T to do, she's willing, amen, and God is exalting her in this season because of her labor in the vineyard, amen. She's not one that just talk the talk, she walks the walk, amen, and she's out in the streets and the highways and the hedges doing what the Bible have commanded us to do, to go out and compel men to come. Amen. So we're excited about what God is going to speak through her on today. So with no further ado, we want to present to some and introduce to others our dear sister in Christ Jesus, and that's none other than Evangelist Tira Lockton of It's All About Jesus Ministries. And our pastor's on the line today. Amen. And we'll hear from her a little bit later. But God bless you, Evangelist T. We love you.
God bless you too, Pastor Bernard, and to all the people of God. I hear my beautiful sister on the line, Prophetess Darlene, and to my own pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin, and to all the people of God, I just wish you blessings and greetings on the line today. The evangelist called me today, and I said, you know what? You are a servant. If God asks you to do something, then you need to do it. And, you know, and not make excuses why you can't. So I'm just going to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord today. And I know the Lord has been tugging at me with my in my heart for a little while now. And sometimes I just like to stay in the background and allow, you know, everybody else to go forth. But, you know, I know that God called me from my mother's womb. I know that. So I'm going to just give you what the Lord gave me on today. He's been dealing with me with the Psalms of 91, because for the last 3 years, I have been in the secret place with God. And I thank God when he put me in the secret place that he also sent some servants, hallelujah, to help me go through during a period of my life when I just really needed somebody to encourage me. You know, I always love God. But I faced a lot of obstacles in the last 2 years, and sometimes the Lord knows exactly who to send. He sent Pastor Bernard, and he sent my pastor, Pastor Martin, and I'm glad you're on the line, Prophetess Darlene. It was during a time when he even sent you to speak a word in my life. So I'm just going to give you what thus said the Lord. First, I just want to start off and pray again as well. Father God, we come to you openly and honestly just to give you the glory for all that you've done, Lord Jesus. We lift you up and we magnify your name because you alone are worthy. We push self out the way, Lord Jesus. I ask you to speak through me because I didn't have anything prepared, but I ask you to speak through me. I know I am a willing vessel, a servant of you, Father, and I ask you to use me now for your glory, Father God, that no flesh be glorified in your sight, that I speak what thus said the Lord to your people, to encourage them, to help them on today, Father God. Let your will be done in my life. In the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know our steps are ordered by you, Father God. Lord, let me always be in your will, not out of step, not out of time, but in your will, Lord Jesus. So I ask you to mold these lips of clay and give me what to say and how to say it to encourage your people on today. I give greetings and blessings to the woman of God, Pastor Bernard, and all the people on the line, and my own pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin. I just praise God today. So I'm going to come to you from Psalms 91, my favorite psalm in the world. The psalm literally saved my life, and I thank God for my pastor putting me in the Psalms 91 almost 3 years ago. So I bless the Lord. And it starts as reading as follows. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the pestilence or pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wing you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler, and you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste in the noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come to you, nor with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even my Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall plagues come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways, and in their hands there shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, your lions and serpents you shall trample under their foot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him up high, because he has known my name. he shall call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I read to you the 91st Psalm. My God, and a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of this word. I just want to start off by saying that God has been so good to Sister Tear. Around 3 years ago, I remember being a homeless person. So I can understand the plight of a homeless person. And some of us say, oh, no, not me. It's not going to happen to me. Well, it did happen. And to God be the glory for it happening, because it drew me closer to him. And I thank God for even going through that experience. And people think it can't happen to them, but it can. I worked a full-time job, had a decent job, had a decent family, a decent home life, a car, all those things. But you know what? It happened. But to God be the glory for it happening. Because he said, you want to be an outreach minister? I got something for you. I'm going to have you reach out, all right? You're going to be out there with them. So you're going to know who I am. You're going to know who I am. You're going to be a servant unto me. And the only person you'll be able to depend on is God. And I thank God for that experience. We're talking about having a service heart today. I don't know how many people will give up their lifestyle to be a soul servant of the Lord. But I tell you one thing, I thank God that he took me from where I thought I was doing so well to a place where I had to depend on him. And I had to put myself in a position to encourage others while I'm out there, because some people wanted to give up. I thank God when I was out there that I didn't turn to drugs and I didn't turn to alcoholic. I didn't turn to those things, you know. I had some issues, don't get me wrong, because the packer was a problem. I had some issues, but I thank God that he raised me up from that nasty concrete and took me to a place where I could just see and just talk to him, that he is the strength. That's why I say to my God's children and my people that are around me, the joy of the Lord truly is a strength. And you have to have a servant's heart. A servant does things sometimes they normally might not want to do. Hallelujah. They got the grunt job that nobody wants. The job that nobody wants, the servant has. But I already convinced myself that anything that I do is unto God. And so when I'm serving others, I have to know that I'm serving God first, because he is in charge of me. That's my employer. That's who I work for. I work for God. And I have to do it unto him. And I know my steps are ordered by him. And I have to just live a life that's pleasing to him. And I don't, you know, it's hard to understand, to explain to people. They ask, why do you do this? And why do you do that? And why do you do it this way and that way? Well, you know what? I do it the way God told me to do it. It might not necessarily be how you want it, but I'm doing it unto God, and he's teaching me obedience and strength as I go through this process. It's God is processing me. You know, and I know none of us have arrived. Some of us really think that, you know, oh, I'm just so anointed that you know, Lord Jesus, people really feel that their gift is what's going to bring them into heaven and up close to God. But God wants you to use more than your gift. He wants to use your mind. And he wants to know your heart right. What's going on with your heart? Is your heart all filthy and nasty? How can you serve God with a nasty attitude? How can you do it? How can you do it? How can you be the doorkeeper at the house of God with your attitude is wrong? How can you do it? How can we say we are the people who love God and we don't even speak to each other when we see each other? And I'm just saying this today, that God wants a pure heart. He wants to serve him with a pure heart, with the love for him. I mean, doing things that you might not want to do.
you might not want to feel like, why am I, why, God, I know you called me. I know you called me from my mother's womb. God rest her soul. But I know you called me from her womb. I knew even as a child I was a different. It was something different about me. What's up with this girl? Is she African? Or she loved God. She loved God. Why is she praise God so much? Why she love on people that hurt her? Why does she do it? Because I have to have a servant's heart. I am a servant, a true prayer, a person who loves God, a person who praises God. No matter what, you can't stop me. My old pastor used to tell me, Superintendent L.A. Larkins, he used to say, you might try to block me, but you can't stop me. And I don't care how you talk about me, whatever you say about me, it don't matter because I belong to God. And I will lift up my hands and praise him. And if you're in the way, you might get hurt because I'm going to praise him. That's who I am. I have the heart. Every day I'm trying to have the heart of God. Every day I'm trying to do the most, to do better, to be closer to him. That's why I'm in my word. That's why I'm in my car. Why do you play music so loud? Because I just want to praise him every second of my life. It's because of him that I live and breathe and have my being. It's because of him. It ain't about Sister Tear. It's not about me. It's not. It is about Jesus. You know, that's the name of ministry, but it's about Jesus. That's what it is. If you're not waking up every day with your mind on him, it's something wrong. It's because him. He gave you the breath of life in your body. If he didn't do that, you wouldn't be breathing right now. Because of him. You ain't laying up in a hospital bed. Because of him. Because he loves you more than anything. He loves you. You hear me sing that song? I give myself away. Do you give yourself away? Who are you giving yourself to? Are you giving yourself to him? Are you leading that life that's pleasing to him? Hallelujah. Are you blessing others? Or are you cursing others? Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank the Lord for what he's done. I thank him. I can't speak for everybody. But this ministry has helped me grow as a person. That's why I love the evangelist so much. But now I have the heart of God. Every time I look at her, and every time I hear her voice, I hear the heart of God. I hear the Lord all through her voice. Even when she in pain, even when she going through, she still presses her way on this line. And if you don't know what it did to help me as a person, I love the Lord with all my heart. I always have, but Lord, I have a greater understanding of who you are. A great joy of who you are. And I am your servant. It ain't about clothes. It ain't about having new homes. It ain't about none of those things. It's about you having a personal relationship with God. Personal. You and God. Getting to know him. So you can strip that anxiety off of you. So you can strip that depression off of you. The spirit of not enough and all those things that are not right now. We find the spirit of fear that come up against us sometimes. None of those things are God. They don't belong to you. He said you are a new creature. You know you are a new creature. And I heard my sister as she was praying, she was talking about the rain. And all I've been hearing the Lord say is the rain. The rain, the latter rain, the songs are about the rain. Everything about the rain. It even started raining out here. You know, it's hot here in Stockton, California. But it started raining. But I heard the Lord say, I'm not just raining with the natural rain. I'm raining with the latter rain. The latter rain for God's faithful servants. You might not see it because in the natural, all you see is, oh, God, I got this going on. Oh, God, I got that going on. Oh, God, let me pray for my kids over here. Oh, God, what am I going to do? And he said, you know what? I'm raining on you now. You might not see it. You might not feel it, but it ain't about how you feel. It's about how God is going to orchestrate stuff because he's not like us. We on our watches, our phone got the time on it. We on that time, that natural time. But God don't operate on the natural. He operates on the spiritual, and that's who he is. That's who he is. And I just bless the Lord. I bless the Lord for everything he's done. You know, I bless him because I know I am a servant, and that's who we are, people of God. No more playing church. No more. No more coming in, having a poke and prod people to praise the Lord. Man, we have to give God the glory no matter what. I don't care if my sister's not praising them. We got to pray for our sister that don't know how to praise them, you know. We got to pray for them. Because all I can see when I walk around the streets of Stockton or driving around now is a hurting world. We have to be a church without walls. While we in here magnifying and glorifying God, people are dying right around us. We don't even see it. We was parked in front of this building, and we seen a young man jump into a dark garbage dumpster. We thought he was jumping in there to get some cans or bottles or something. We looked around. He went in there and got some food out of there and was eating it. And I'm like, going, bless the Lord. But he took off so fast when he gets to feed him. But that's our job, y'all. Our job is to be served under him. It's not about us. It's a dying world all around us. People need God. And they look at us and they know that we the people of God. But sometimes we act like we so up there that we can't even speak to them. Now we can't even help them. That they beneath us and all this kind of stuff. That God is no respecter of persons. And if you're not ministering to the people when you're out there, whether you're in the grocery store or wherever you are, if you're not shining your light, God can put your light out. He can. I know he can. I know he can, but it's our job. It is our job to be a servant and have a heart of a servant. A heart of a servant is not a heart that hurts people. It's not a heart that talks about people. It's a heart that speaks blessings. It's a heart that encourages people. It is that kind of heart. It's a heart to love. It's a not heart that will embrace someone that you know needs a hug. A heart that will whisper in the ear of someone and say, don't worry, God got it under control. You are not alone. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are lender and not the bar. You are the child of the Most High God. He is your Jehovah Jireh, your Jehovah Nissi, your Jehovah Shalom, your Eliab, your Yahweh. He is all those things. And you have nothing and are nothing without him. I just bless the Lord. I bless the Lord because he is worthy that he picked up a little wretch like me and turned my life inside out. He did that. And at the time, I didn't understand why. Why is this happening? Why? He said, I did it to get the glory out of your life. I did it so somebody could see you and say, wait a minute. We've seen this girl in the pit. A few years ago, we seen her, 140 pounds, skinny, looking all tore up. We seen her. And now they see me and like, wait a minute, what happened? Well, what happened was transformation took place. God had mercy on me. He didn't leave me in that state. He didn't leave me like that. And I bless the Lord. So now it's my job to go back and win souls for the kingdom of God. Because if he can take me off the pit, then he can pull somebody else off the pit. And that is our job as servants. We're going to pull others off the pit. Then we don't think of ourselves more highly than anyone else. Father God just wants us to go back and win souls for the kingdom of God. That is our job. That is our mandate. And I hear people say, well, I'm not cut out to deal with the homeless. I'm not cut out to. We're cut out to do whatever. Do what God assigned you to do. I'm on assignment for God. I have to do what he assigned me to do. And everybody needs to seek God and find out what their assignment is. Right in, right now, though, I know my steps are ordered, and my job is to win souls. My job is to live a life that pleases God. My job is to be a servant, even when I don't understand, to be a servant, but to have the heart of God. And I just want to know today, people of God, do we really have the heart of God?
Yes, Lord.
Do we have the heart of God?
Yes.
Are we living a life that's pleasing to you?
Amen.
It's about our heart.
Ah,
it's like time to look at your own self. We're so busy trying to judge people and, well, this one ain't doing right and that one ain't doing Look at the man in the mirror. And so many things we need to correct on our own self. We need to correct it, but we got to see God to do it. Because we can't go win souls to the kingdom of God if we ain't living right, if we ain't acting right, if we ain't treating people right. We can't do that. We can't put our foot and neck on for the folks and expect God to bless us. Because we know the word so well. Because we sing so well. Because we speak so well. That's wonderful. That's a beautiful thing to be able to go on the word of God and to speak and all those kind of things. But when you lead the church, and as Apostle Kevin Hall said, I was listening to it this morning, when you lead the church, when you pick up that mic, you one thing. But where are you after you put that mic down and you go out that door? Are you the vessel of God? Are you a vessel of God? Oh, I know God, Mommy always say, God is keeping a record. He's keeping a record. And I thank God for the records that he's keeping. I thank God. But every day I just ask the Lord, just let me be better than I was yesterday. Let me treat somebody better than I treated them yesterday. I even repent of all the things that I might have said and did because I ain't perfect, but I love God. I love him. I know what he did for me. I know how he healed my pain from my parents passing. I know how he brought me out of the pit of hell. I know how he did. I know he healed my broken heart. I know it's him that strengthens me. I know that glow that's on my face now is because of him. It's not because of a man or anything like that. It ain't because of that. It's because of him, because I married the Lord. I went and got married to him. I seek his face daily. I cried out to him in the midnight hour. I prayed for others. Because that's my job, my mandate. That's the calling that's on my life. He said, many are called and few are chosen. I know it was chosen. Chosen from the womb. Yeah, I couldn't understand it. But I do understand now that my steps are ordered and I'm going to continue to move in the things of God. I'm going to continue to allow him to speak to me. And I'm going to continue to listen to him. I'm going to continue to live right and to live holy. I'm going to continue to do those things because it's because of him that I'm alive today. And if I can say anything to encourage anyone today, it is God who is your strength. He is your strength, even in your weakest point. I've seen him lift me up from my weakest point. He is your strength. He is your way maker. It is him. Nobody else can do it but him. He is the Lamb of God. He is your God, your Savior. I bless the name of the Lord for he is worthy, Father. I thank you for these words. I hope it was able to lift somebody up and encourage somebody to let them know that the Lord is fighting their battles. He is fighting your battles. He wants us to put on our armor, our whole armor of God, and let him bless your life. Let him bless your life. Let him use you for his glory. Move out of the way and let God have his way in your life. I bless the Spirit of God that is on the line. I bless all the people of God. A special blessing to my godbrother, evangelist, Pastor Adrian Bernard. A special blessing to my own pastor, who's been imparting so many wonderful words in my life, who when I met her, she opened her home to me, and I even left and took care of her mom and came back, and she still ministers to me, and, I'm just thanking God that, I'm on the right hand of her, and I know that's where God called me to be right now, because he's building me. He's building me up in the ministry. He's building me up in the faith. He's building me up in the word. And all I want to do is just stay in position until God moves me further. Continue to pray my strength in the Lord as I pray for you guys. I love you in the name of Jesus. God bless. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Wow. That was a word to you. Amen, amen. When you can expound upon your experiences, and when you can expound upon having that heart of a servant, where you out there meeting the needs of people, amen, not afraid to just open up your mouth and say a kind word. Sometimes people just need a kind word. They don't need no bread. They don't need no shelter. They just need to know that somebody cares. That's what a servant that has the heart of God does. They serve with love. They serve with humility. They serve with compassion. Amen, amen. That was a blessing, Sister T. God bless you. We thank God for letting him use you today, amen, and letting him allow you to go through some of the things that you've gone through, our experiences and the tests and the trials and things that we have to endure, amen. They're not for us. They're for others, amen, because they have to see that we have some strength.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, nobody's going to receive encouragement from somebody that they feel is weak. Amen. You're looking for somebody that's strong, and that's the way you got to talk to these demons. Amen.
Yes.
If they know you don't have no strength and you don't have no power, they'll send you fleeing like they did the sons of Sceva. Glory to God. So you have to, people know when you're genuine. They know when you're genuine. And guess what? They also know when you a perpetrator. Glory to God. You can pick that up. Amen. So to have the heart of a servant, we have to first see God and ask him for wisdom. Ask him to give us a special love. Amen. Yes. Where we'll be able to impact and minister to others. Amen. So we bless the Lord for that word coming from Sister T today. We're going to go to Pastor Beatrice. Amen. Another woman of God. Amen. That is out there in the highways and the hedges, compelling men to come. And this is also Pastor Evangelist T's pastor. Amen. And that's none other than Pastor Beatrice Martin of It's All About Jesus Ministries there in Stockton, California. God bless you, Pastor Martin.
God bless you, Pastor Adrian Bernard, and to all the clergy on the phone and my brothers and sisters in Christ. I love you, and that was truly an awesome message. I love how she said she loves God. And when you love God, help but have a servant heart. And truly, I give all the glory for her, because in her loving God, her servant heart is demonstrated through the work that she does for God, the kingdom work. Shows that she has a heart for God and shows how she has a servant heart. So I thank and praise God, and I know God is pleased with her. I know he's going to say, well done, our good and faithful servant. He's not going to call her a wicked, lazy servant, because she called Jesus a profitable servant. It's all about Jesus' business, and do take me to take care of business. And I received from her. She said, Pastor, I want to stay, but I don't know if you received from me. I said, whatever God gives you, give it to me. But give it to me. Because I'm a wife, and she is too, and God speaks through his servant. So I just thank God for her faithfulness and for how well she performs her kingdom business for the Lord and how she, you know, her responsibility that God has given her as a servant to him and a servant towards me. And in that, I serve her back. It doesn't go one way. It goes both ways. And the most important thing is to serve each other in love. And I just want you to know that I love her, and I want you to know that I love you too, Pastor Bernard. And I truly thank God for the beautiful flowers that he has brought in my life, and I see how well her faithfulness has caused her to blossom in the things of God. And I pray she continue to blossom, and I pray that she continue to be a left light to the kingdom of God. God bless you. And I know that she ain't seen nothing
glory
yet.
Glory to God.
Death,
hallelujah.
Because no matter what you've been going through, like you said, you've been staying in position, and God said, because you have stayed in position, get ready to receive your possession. All the battles that you've been encountering, just even being on the side of me, even your own battle and taking under on my battles and taking under the weight of me, God is going to bless your life. Because the eyes of the Lord look to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he may show himself strong in. And because of what you went through, God picked you up off the concrete to elevate your life. God, not only in your life, but I see him sitting on the throne of your heart. And you've been serving in spite of what you can go through.
With the heart of a servant. Oh, my God. God really used her to minister to us on this line today. I thank God for her. Pastor, I thank God truly for you. I'm telling you that I've been getting text messages, phone calls, how they enjoyed. And that word was for the house on last evening. I thank God for the Lord using you. They are excited. And I appreciate you too, woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Well, I tell you, God is moving. God is moving. Hallelujah. God is moving in spite of. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Glory. We love you. With the love of God. Amen. Amen. Sister Renita, God bless you. I don't know if she's working or if she's able to say anything.
I'm
God bless
How
you,
are
Sister
you?
Renita. Bless, bless,
I'm
bless.
Here.
Amen.
God bless
amen.
You. God bless the speaker. That was an on-time word and so true. It is so true. We need to have a heart of God in order to do anything effective for God. A awesome, on-time, beautiful word for a time like this. Because a lot of saints are not living up to God's standards how to treat his people.
All right. Oh, yes.
And when you're not doing that, you are nothing but clangling bells and jangles and sounding like nothing. God is looking for a people, and he's raising up a people that is after his heart.
His home. Oh, yeah, no, no, no.
Yes, that was blessed. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. That was a blessed word. Thank you.
We thank God for Sister Renita. I tell you, she's a fireball. Amen. She's always, I love her spirit because she don't have to see you in the person. She can discern your spirit. She has the gift of helps and always just so willing to do whatever she can. She's hosting the second Saturday in the month with Minister Billy Burns that hosts our Saturday segment on They Overcame. And this is a time that she's been doing this for almost 2 years, Minister Burns, amen, and Sister Renita has taken on one of those Saturdays to host with her. And this is a time where you can come on and share your testimony and don't have to worry about somebody telling you to give a sentence praise. You know, when time to run up past the glory, you know, they say, well, the rest of you all give a sentence praise. So you don't have to have a sentence. You don't have to give a sentence praise. You can come on and they'll give you a little time to share your testimony. You know, the Bible said we overcame in Revelation. We overcame 12 and 11. We overcame him. Who? The devil, the enemy, by what? The blood of the Lamb, the precious Lamb of God, and the word of our testimony. Sometimes
praise
people
God.
Are going through and you don't know what their testimony is. Amen. I tell you, yesterday when I went to minister for Pastor Gloria and everybody that was supposed to go, I couldn't reach them, so I wind up going alone. Amen. And I felt a little something. I'm going to just be honest with y'all. I said, now these folks, where are they? Amen. But I tell you, when I got out my car and I drove into the parking lot, a young lady drove into the parking lot was the cousin of the young man that died a couple of weeks ago that I did his eulogy. Amen. And I didn't know. When I prayed for the people, you know, you don't know what you're praying for because the Bible said the Holy Ghost make it intercession. Amen. But I know I took that prayer shawl with me. And when I take a prayer shawl with me, I mean business. Hey, glory to God. And I remember laying hands on it. I don't even know the specific words that I spoke over at that time, but I prayed for everybody that was there. And do you know, early this morning, you know, I think it was about 10 minutes to 7 our time, that same young lady called me and told me she had to be in court with her daughter. Now, she didn't tell me yesterday what she was going through. She didn't tell me that her daughter was had been arrested. I don't know no more, but she called this morning and wanted me to touch and agree with her. Hallelujah. And everything she asked God to do this morning in court, God did it. Hey, you don't know more. Hallelujah. So all we have to do is show love. Show love. Don't put a dollar sign on everything that you do for people. Amen. Even when you're called out to minister, don't look for nothing. I am the Messiah. God will reward you. He will pay you what you're worth. He'll give you more than what you're worth. He'll give you that in abundance. Amen. And all I went to do was to share a word. But even in the midst of that, I was strengthened. I was strengthened. Amen. So you are strengthening others when you exhibit love, when you demonstrate love, when you don't shut up your bowels of mercies and your bowels of compassion. Hallelujah. Love is greater than a dollar. Even though the Bible says money is the answer to all things, but sometimes people don't need no money. Hallelujah. If you do what God has instructed you to do, he said, a cattle on 1,000 hills belong to me. Hallelujah. And that's what I preached about yesterday. I had to change. I didn't have to change the message. God made me change the message because I didn't go there to preach that. I had something else prepared. But when I got there, the Lord, I'm telling you what God will do for you. When I got there, and it had already been prophesied on early Sunday morning prayer. And do you know the devil didn't even want us to come on that prayer yesterday for 30 minutes? But Pastor Miracle and Sister Renita was texting me, and we scheduled that thing yesterday morning at 7 a.m. California time, was 9 a.m. my time, and I'm getting dressed to go out. Minister Aaron was on there. He began to tell us he got his minister's license. Then he told me, he said, Adrian, this is what he said, that's my cousin. He said, Adrian, God's going to change the message. And I didn't pay Aaron no mind.
He did.
Prophetess Darlene and Sister Renita was on the line. Didn't he say God was going to change the message? Well, I went on about my business. I wasn't thinking about what Aaron was talking about because I had studied it. I thought I was ready to deliver what I thought. But when I got in Pastor Gloria's office, hallelujah, they were singing, my God is an awesome God. And I said, y'all don't sound like God is awesome. When I got out there, but God changed the message in the office, and I had to pull up the scripture on my phone. I said, what are you talking about, Lord? And he said, I want you to tell him today that I am able. Hallelujah. He'll wipe out a city for you like he did for the 4 lepers. Hallelujah. I said, if we stay at the gate, we go. And if we go in the city, cry adventure, some mischief might take us in there. But we're going to take our chances. Hallelujah. God cleaned the city out. The Syrians that flew. Hallelujah. Because God made them think that there was horses and chariots. Those lepers went in that city. And they had more than enough. They had enough to call the king. They summoned the king to tell him to come on in. The famine is over. Hallelujah. We have to trust God. Know that the wagons are coming. No, hallelujah, that God. I had a woman of God, Minister Tillman, came on somewhere early in the year, and she preached a message, and she said, God will blow up a bank just for you. But we have to believe it. I tell you, God changed that message yesterday. Hallelujah. The people was blessed. I was blessed. I needed to be encouraged. Do you know the people of God, the leaders need to be encouraged? Sometimes we preaching through our pain. Sometimes we going through something and we can't tell you what we going through, but we just got to obey God and give you what thus say the Lord, not what we're saying. Because I had some things that I thought, but that the Lord wanted to say, but the Lord because God wanted to talk to him in that office and tell me, this is not what you're going to speak today. Woo, glory, I'm so glad I got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, I'm so glad, hallelujah, that I ain't governed by what folks say. You know, people tell you what to preach, tell you what, the devil is a lie. If you got the Holy Ghost, baby, it'll be like wells of living waters. Stirring on the inside. God, I bless him today. Even as Sister Tita have ministered to us today, I feel my help coming. I feel my strength. It's been renewed. Hallelujah. And even after I came back, I found my throat getting sore again. But the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. I'm claiming healing today. And I'm going to open up my mouth. And I'm going to give God some praise because this might be my last time. This could be my last day. Hallelujah. And if it is, I'm going out giving God some praise. I'm going out giving him some thanks. I'm thanking him for everything he's already done. God, the heart of a servant. Lord, I have served you, God. You know, when you have served God, do you know you have a right to petition him? Do you know you have a right to prove him? He said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. And he said, prove me herewith if I won't rebuke the devourer for your sake. God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. I bless him today. I feel good now. So I thank God for these women of God, Prophetess Darlene, Sister Renita, Pastor Miracle, Minister Cresha, Minister Aaron. They was on that prayer line yesterday, and I tell you, they encouraged me. So don't let nobody tell you we can't come together. Don't let nobody tell you we can't have some common ground. Don't let nobody tell you that we just against one another. No, the devil is a lie. We come together, sisters and brothers in Christ that love the Lord. Hallelujah. And have Jesus on their mind. They'll put whatever differences. Prophet Michael talked about Paul and Barnabas last week where we said they had to separate. But he read the scripture where the Holy Ghost says separate them. They just didn't separate because of their flesh. The Holy Ghost says separate me. And he's on the line. Hallelujah. And he can give you that scripture next. Oh, glory to God. God is a great God. We better come together, people of God. This ain't no time for us to put our neck on our brother. This our sister. This is a time when we need to cut the head off, cut the snake head off, and then guess what? Get rid of the body too. Don't even let the body exist. Woo, glory to God. I'm going to Prophet Davis. God bless you, Prophet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I meant to go back to Prophetess Darlene. Go ahead, Prophet Michael Davis. God bless you.
God bless you. How are you?
Woo, God.
God, the anointing is all over you, Evangelist Bernard. Yes. All over you. I can feel it coming loose. Thank you, Jesus.
That was
that word was really a mighty prophetic word.
Yes.
God bless Sister T for bringing a word out of Psalms 91. It's just a powerful declaration that God actually talks about. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I believe these are people who are chosen by God to come into that place because the Bible says, for we have not chosen God, but God has chosen us. That's step one. Two, what Evangelist Bernard was talking about really hit my spirit about the lepers going into the Syrian camp. That actually hit my spirit because I'm going through something like that myself.
Come on now.
there have been some attacks. Yeah. When you're serving God for real, I mean, you know, just all out, 100% going crazy, nothing else matter except Jesus, the enemy going to send his top generals against you. He's going to send everything he can to try to combat you and try to discourage you and try to stop you. But the word of the Lord came to the prophet Elijah in 2 Kings chapter 7. And the word of the Lord was, hear ye the word of the Lord, thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Now, there was a famine in the land. God began to speak prophetically about something that you could not see. There's no way you could see this thing happening. There's no way you could even envision it happening, but God said it was going to come to pass. The lepers was led by the Holy Ghost. This speaks of the people who are led by the Holy Ghost to be in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. Some of you need financial miracles, and you're too proud to tell people that you need it, but don't worry about that. God knows what you have need of even before you ask. So the prophet spoke the word. The lepers were led to the Syrian camp because they had a need, but they knew, God knew that they was not going to be greedy and try to take it all. What they did, they took a little bit for themselves and went and told the king, like Evangelist Bernard said. They didn't want to take it all for themselves. Some people, they see that kind of thing, all that wealth, and say, huh, I'm going to keep it all for myself. I ain't telling nobody nothing.
That's
over to God. But them lepers said, no, that's not right. We got these people over here. They're starving. They got needs.
Uh-huh.
Over to God.
That's right.
The king is starving. They're killing babies. They're eating babies.
Yeah.
Everything. They're eating cow dung. They're eating dove dung.
They're
eating anything they can. Get their hands on. But the lepers had compassion. Said, no, we got enough. This is way
that's
more
right.
than enough for us. We
can
go tell the king that this is a great supply that's available. And so
that's
they thought
right.
was right. That's why God told them.
Glory.
My God from heaven. My God. Their heart was right. That's why God could trust them. Of all the people,
yes,
he sent the lepers into the
yeah.
all the people that was in the Syrian city. I mean,
in
the Syrian city, all the people who were in that city, all the people who were in that area, God sent the lepers, the ones who were the least, considered the least
my
of the
God.
People, the outcasts, the people who were not worthy to even receive nothing because nobody wants to they're going to walk right by him, see that he got a need, and say, I ain't messing with no leper because if I touch him, it's a sin under the old covenant, see?
All right.
Because the leprosy will get on you. So people will ignore the lepers and ignore their need and ignore what they had need of, but look at what happened when the lepers got it. They didn't ignore the people's need. My God.
It's a lot in that. It's a lot in that.
It's a lot in that, but I'm talking about myself. That's all.
Yes. Go ahead.
But it's such a powerful, the anointing was all over you. I just had to acknowledge the fact that as you were speaking about this message and God changed it, there's some people that needed to hear that on this line today.
My God.
That God can and will give you a city just because you are his servant.
You don't know more.
God will lead you to where the wealth is. You can't see it. He knows what you have need of. He knows exactly what you will do with it. He trusts you.
Yes.
You've been proven. You've been tried. You've been tested. God knows you're going to be obedient. The fear of the Lord is in your heart. God can lead you to where it's at now. Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Well, I just thank God for everybody who's on the line. I thank God for Sister T. I thank God for the pastor and all of the people who are listening in, Evangelist Darlene or Prophet Darlene Davis, who prayed the invocation, did the opening prayer. It was beautiful, anointed, powerful, full of passion, and full of strength. And Sister Darlene, don't give up. Stay in there, right there with God. Stay right there with God. Don't give up. Stay right there with God.
Thank you.
He got your back. Evangelist Bernard, you're on the right track. That's all I can tell you. You're on the right track. You're on the right track. When you listen to the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost changed your message, that was confirmation. You're on the right track.
Glory to God, Jesus. And I said, you know, we don't know what to pray for. God knew who was in that place. He knew what those people needed. I had something I thought he had dealt with me on. But the Lord said, no, baby, Jesus. I said, Lord, how are we going to sing about an awesome God and we not even conscious of what's going on? Hallelujah. Mm. We have to make a joy for noise. God don't want us to be solemn. It's a time to be quiet. But you know, I said, Lord, I didn't come to funeralize nobody on Sunday morning. I came in here to give God some praise for what he's done for me. Now, if he ain't done nothing for you, what are you here for? We come to church to worship God. Hallelujah. He said, fail not to assemble ourselves. We come to worship and give God glory, give him some praise and honor where we can get a release. If you go in the church bound, and when you leave you still bound, something is wrong. Get out of that place. Because I'm not going ever into a house of worship feeling bad, and then when I leave there, I'm feeling even worse. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
The atmosphere has to be changed when the power of God comes in. Everything has to change. Everything. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you even see the furniture look like it's moving. Because God, oh, glory. He said when King Uzziah died, what the prophet said. Say, I also saw the Lord in his train filled the temple. What happened? When he was there, when that king died, then the fear left him. Then his trust, his trust was reignited. And Lord have mercy, I've got to stop.
He was in the way. That's what happened.
He was in the way. That's it. And we have some Uzziahs in our lives that we haven't got rid of. Amen. And the only way you're going to be able to fully praise God, guess what? King Uzziah has to die. He has to die. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Let's go to Prophetess Darlene. I see Lady Rosalind on the line also. Prophetess Darlene, God bless you. Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, Prophetess.
I give honor to God on this afternoon. I give honor to him always. I give honor to Pastor Bernard. I give honor to each and every one. I give honor to the speaker, Evangelist T. I just thank God for her. I hear her grow. She's just growing, and God is doing. And she has encouraged me on today by the word. Gave me strength. It has gave me encouragement. I want to tell her that God has taken her up even higher. He's going to blow her mind. He's doing greater in her life, even more. And she is going to be preaching to so many people, but she has so many testimonies for the things she's been through. And I just thank God for her and all that she's doing, because she is not faking. She is really walking the walk. And so I thank God for, you can tell when somebody playing and when somebody not. And I thank God when she said we have to examine ourselves. Truly, we have to examine ourselves. You know, sometimes we want to point fingers at this one, that one. But I feel with people, this is the hour we better examine ourselves. It's not about that one, this one. What are we doing as servants? What are we doing for God? And so I even got to check myself down and then. So I thank God, because the word that you gave yesterday, Pastor Bernard, to the people, you spilled it over on today. And like Prophet Michael Davis said, we did need to hear that word on today. So we thank you that you gave us a little nugget on today of the word you spoke on yesterday, because God knew we were going to need to hear a part of that word on today. So I thank God for you, Pastor Bernard. You are always an encouragement to me. I tell you, I feel power and fire on this line every time I come on. I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for Pastor B. I thank God she was encouragement to you, but she was encouragement to me to hear her words of wisdom, hear her words of prophecy. I just thank God for her. Thank God. I feel like I know all of you. And I just thank God for Prophet Michael. David with the power of the word that he gave and the words that he always gave. I thank God for him, and I just thank God for what God is doing on this line. It's fire. Hallelujah. And I thank God because it's catching on, and it's time for us to connect even more. It's time for us to go forth and pray for each other even more. So I just thank God for what he's doing, the new thing he's doing. I thank God, and God bless you all. Love you all. Be encouraged.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to go. God bless you, Pastor Darlene. We're going to go out and see Lady Roslyn. We haven't seen her in a while. God bless you, Lady Roslyn.
Hey.
Amen, Lady Roslyn.
What?
Hey. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I'm not able to say much at this time, but I do want to say praise the Lord, and I thank God for what I heard. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Go, so good to see you and hear your voice on the line. God bless you. Give our love to Pastor Dwayne. Amen, amen. I see my sister, Dawn. God bless you, Dawn. All right, all right. Well, I tell you, we have had a time on this line. Don't miss the rest of the week. Amen. We have some speakers lined up that we haven't heard from in a while. Amen. So we'll be texting you and letting you know we'll be speaking tomorrow, Wednesday. I know Thursday, Bishop Jesse Grant, and Friday, Bishop Blakes is going to be on the line with us. Amen. So we're going to go back to Evangelist T and let her dismiss us with the word of prayer and have final remarks. God bless you, Evangelist T. Evangelist
T. God bless you. Can you hear me?
All right, all right.
Sorry, it's a lot of noise. Praise the Lord. I'm indeed honored by God today, and I just bless all the people of God, and, you know, I just thank God for what he's doing, and I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. The Lord has been very merciful to us, been very giving to us, and very loving to us, and all I can hear in my spirit is this manifestation time. You know, we got to go into October, and October is usually the harvest season, so it's time to receive a harvest. That's why the Lord keep allowing me to keep seeing that song season, because it's the seasons of God is changing right now, and he's changing for God's faithful people. I just honor God today for the Spirit of God that's on the line, for my beautiful godmother, Pastor Adrian Bernard, to Prophet Michael Davis, to Prophet Darlene Davis, to my own pastor, Pastor Spartan, and to all the people on the line. I love you guys with the love of the Lord, and I thank God for a servant's heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I just wanted to pray us out and just ask the Lord just to step in and have his way and to you. Oh, and to bless his people and to bless the house of God and all the people of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Because you alone are worthy, Lord Jesus, Father. We thank you for having your way on this line, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for touching your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, the honor, the praise, because you are worthy, Jesus. We thank you because you formed those lips of clay. And you said what you had to say, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you for each and every last person on this line. We ask you to touch their household, touch their families, touch their finances.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we lay them before you now in the name of Jesus. And we serve the enemy notice right now that there is no weapon that is formed against God. In the name of Jesus, we will do what you mandate us to do. You called us to do it. You called us to be servants. We are servants of you, and we love you, and we're going to do what you called us to do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you said that you will make our enemy our footstool. Anything that's coming up against us, that you will touch it right now in the name of Jesus, that you will make every crooked blade straight in the name of Jesus. We honor you today. We give you the glory for all that you're doing. Every individual need, as we speak to the need, to your prayer, Lord, every person, Lord Jesus, that need a place today, we ask you to give them
shelter in the name, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless her with salvation, Lord. We ask you, Lord Jesus, just to be with you, Lord Jesus, to cover her with your blood, Father, that they just walk
thank
in the glory of who you are, the glory of who you are, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. We thank you. Let's keep on this ministry. How you planted all these seeds in these people. You planted seeds in me, and they're growing and harvesting them. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for the advances. We thank you, Lord. We ask you, we speak on that call. It must go on the next night, Jesus. We ask you to heal them, Lord.
Your way Hallelujah, Jesus. You survive the worst of times. God was always on your side. State your claim, write your name. Walk into this wealthy place.
Bless the name of the Lord. Walk into your season, the season of excellence. God bless you.
Jesus. Amen. Amen. That was beautiful, Sister Steve. Amen. Well, we'll see you all in tomorrow. Everybody have a beautiful and blessed day. God bless you. God be with you. God smile upon you. Tell somebody that Jesus saves today. Amen. We love you with the love of God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Evangelist T. We enjoyed that word. Amen. Amen.